So I told Jake that I would commandeer the intro to this episode. I know it's doesn't happen very often. It happens probably every 20 or so episodes.
Put the knife down, Tim.
Oh, I was just going to take a nap.
So on the way over here, while I was driving the windy back roads of West Virginia, I saw a squirrel that had perished on the road, probably hit by a car or something.
Yep.
I think I might have done that.
That's very likely.
No, wait, you took my car and just hit a squirrel
in the middle of the night.
John couldn't sleep, so he had to go out and kill some guys.
I needed the blood.
I noticed it looked a little flat, but like drained, like the color had gone from its fur.
Two bite marks. Weird.
So most people, they have like, you know, they follow some like an astrological sign to like give them guidance on like how they're gonna feel that day, that week, that month, depending on how the planets are aligned.
I've heard of that, but I'm educated, so.
Yeah, see, I'm educated too.
Careful with that opinion.
I don't
some
believe
people
in.
Are really serious.
I'm married to one, so.
Yeah, I don't believe in star signs, but I believe in squirrel signs. So I guess I've never talked to you about squirrel signs. I have a pamphlet, just haven't printed it out yet and distributed it. But a squirrel sign, simply put, is every day the first squirrel that you see determines your squirrel sign. So for example, if you see a squirrel scampering across like a field of grass or something, that's like that's a frolicking squirrel. A frolicking squirrel means you're full of whimsy and adventure. Maybe you see a squirrel digging a little hole for its nut. That means you're an industrious squirrel. So that means you're putting away for the future today. Today, I saw a dead squirrel. That is the worst omen of any squirrel sign. You don't
and
see them
all.
And
often. You brought that to recording day. But we're going to record like 10 episodes.
Yeah, yeah. So as I was driving in, I saw the squirrel sign and I knew today's the day. Someone dies. Character dies and it might be mine.
Wow. I mean, couldn't a character die and it just be the Rakshasa? Technically, they're a character.
That's true.
So they have a proper name.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could, but I saw the squirrel sign, not Jake. So that means it's either me or someone I hold dear, and I do not hold the Rakshasa dear. But I hold
that
Benson,
we know of.
Kezra, Elkwood. Hold those characters dear. So
all right, if this is to be believed, which I believe Jake can't kill our party. I don't think it's gonna happen.
That dude, why would you fucking say that?
Not because, even God can kill our characters.
Because it means if that's a true omen, something really weird and random is going to happen. Like we fall off a cliff.
I'm starting to feel bad about beating that squirrel to death with a lockbox.
I didn't know it'd come back to do that. Wait.
And this is when Kezra goes, I'll use the Rod of Wonder one more time.
Well, just one more time. See what happens.
The 100-foot pit trap.
Rocks fall, everyone dies.
There's a dire bear.
But ten of them.
Squirrel signs aside, though, I decided that we would counteract our ill omens with some good omens brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
Black Oak Workshop.
Kelly was accosting me earlier, like, what are you doing? What are you doing with that pile of stuff over there? What is that? And I'm like, you just wait for Christmas. Let mommy and daddy take a shower and we'll open presents.
Ew. Were you and Jake taking a shower?
I mean, who else is mommy and daddy?
I was kicking him out. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
You know how small that stall is over there?
Yeah, it's not that big.
You become very intimate.
So needless to say, I have some gifts for you all.
Uh-oh.
I will start with Mark. I think this is appropriate. So I tried to choose like the stuff that Black Oak Workshops sent us. I tried to kind of theme them to the person or the character.
Thank you.
Mark, you like things that are kind of icky and cool, so I got some glow-in-the-dark gelatinous cube dice.
Oh, yay!
Oh, dude, look at those things.
Look at them.
That's sick as fuck.
They got little bones.
Yeah. Got a D8 with, it's kind of like a Magic 8-Ball D8.
It is certain. That's how much damage is that?
Oh yeah, there's not numbers. read the size on that.
Try later. Does that mean I get the roll again and for a better result? Very cool.
Yep. And then last but not least, you get a dice bag and the Desnin butterfly.
Oh dude,
I know,
that's so sick.
What's so funny
is we should absolutely like take pictures on like the deck or something.
Oh yeah.
With our kits.
Yes.
So you're legally, you're contractually obligated to roll your Black Oak Workshop dice today. If you fail to, I think in our contract it says that Jake gets to TPK for free. What?
Oh, sweet.
How did that get in there?
That's why they need to kill you all, so.
All right, well, I'll pop them open now. Oh, no, it's these clamshell plastic things.
Next up is our lovely GM, Jake. Jake, I have a completely pirate-themed kit for you, so pirate dice.
Oh, dude.
Sweet.
Arg, I mean. I love it. Dude, these are nice. Oh, wow, the font and color on these is really cool.
Yeah.
And the highest number on each of the die is a little skull and crossbow.
Yep.
Skull and scimitar. Uh-huh. Little symbol. That's fucking sick. That's cool.
Like
that's
the
cool.
Scimitar.
Do you want to describe this D6 I'm about to hand you?
This D6 is a revolver chamber.
I've seen those.
I fucking
it's
love
six that.
It's
a shooter chamber.
All right, that's pretty
and,
sick.
And each of the numbers on it is a filled chamber. There's a bullet in one. That's there's two cool. bullets in two. That's freaking cool.
I love that so much.
Well, next time I'm a player, maybe I will be a gunslinger.
Oh, I forgot your pin, Mark. It's a little it's a dragon.
Oh, yay.
And then you
I get the dragon,
you
not
get a, you get a sparkly dragon.
Ooh, oh, that's a neat sparkly dragon.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. And then what about this D8, Jake?
What's that?
This D8... is compass directions.
Yeah. How much damage are you doing?
I did a southwest amount of damage.
All right, that's
it
like
makes,
five.
It makes sense that Tim would give you that dice because it makes no sense to him.
Yeah.
I'm not taking this one.
And then finally, the dice bag to complete it.
Oh,
these are Kraken.
That's freaking sweet. Oh, man. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, dude, these are nice. These are nicely made, too.
Tim, I'm really distracted right now. I'm just staring out the window, hoping to see my first squirrel of the day. See what
yeah.
it's doing.
You just see a squirrel to get shot, and they're like, "Oh,
squirrel sign is going to be a shirt." I believe in squirrel sign.
I saw my first squirrel at about 3 o'clock this morning.
Really?
Yeah, I killed it.
The same one.
So, John, you get the kitty clacks.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're a cat guy. I know a lot of people here are cat people, but...
You very are. Lovely.
Yep. Regretfully, Blacko kind of sent us a random smattering, so yours isn't quite as highly themed as Jake's is. That was very lucky. But because you deal out so much death, because you kill steal all the time, you get a D6 that's just skull and bones.
Just skull and bones.
I mean, that's cool.
Every one is, there's multiple bones on each side, and I assume the sixth is a skull.
Is the skull, yes. That's awesome.
You say kill steal, I think you mean doing my job.
Yeah. Doing all the work.
And then, last but not least, this seemed very Benson-esque.
Oh, the lion.
Oh, yeah. It's the lion crest.
Ooh. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool. That's lovely. Awesome.
My
Good.
Wife's going to take these dice from me.
Yeah. Got to squirrel them away.
And then you have a pin to match your dragon shield.
Lovely. Beautiful white and blue dragon pin. Seriously beautiful.
And Kel,
my turn.
Of course, no surprise. Tell us what full set you got.
Oh, they're dragon dice. All the top numbers are dragon.
And they're blue.
And they're blue. Perfect. Right on.
And this was just a green die with looks like nuclear fusion.
It changes the number of atoms.
Yeah, you know? it's the protons orbiting the.
Or electrons, Kelly?
Electrons?
I'm pretty sure it's electrons.
The electrons, yes.
Fucking idiot.
Maybe he doesn't deserve that die.
Well, I mean, I'm very happy that I've been given dice by someone who I think is a bad dice roller. And
he touched.
I look forward to using them until they let me down and I go back to my greens.
Well, don't worry. That is the one set that I have not rolled. All these other sets I have rolled.
Oh, damn it.
I did roll this one and I got a 6. So it is already showing its...
Look at that. I just rolled it, natural 1.
Oh, my gosh.
We're starting strong, all right?
I will say I just rolled 3 times with this one and I have not rolled below a 10.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
But strong roller.
These guys have some good weight to
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I just rolled one.
These are some of the heavier plastic dice I've had.
Yep.
They're dense.
They feel nice.
I like them. 3.
Once again, the set for our giveaway has not been touched by me. So I want to reiterate that.
What is the set for the giveaway? What does it look like?
All right, yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay.
It is a yellow gold dragon set.
Ooh. Oh, that's...
Yeah, DPS colors, baby.
DPS.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then what's your dragon pin kill?
Ooh, the little angry green dragon.
Yeah.
Like a,
you can fight with my blue eyes white dragon.
And then your dice bag.
Oh, sick. It's like a Viking symbol.
Yeah.
Viking, like rune.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
red, gold on a red field. Love it.
I'm pretty sure it's the helm of all, if I think wrong.
Yep.
Cool.
And then we have a couple black oak workshop pins. I don't know if anyone wants a pin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Like
of course. I always take enamel pins. I have a backpack that I need to fill with pins. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I put them on my dangerous pack. Throwing things around here. I got it.
I put them on my fanny pack.
Well, thank you so much, Black Oak Workshop.
Yeah. Oh, indeed.
Thank you,
Black Oak.
That's sick.
Dice sponsor of the DPS. Check them out. They run Kickstarters all the time where they have new fun dice concepts. I mean, we talk about Dragon Dice, the Kitty Clacks, Pirate Dice. I mean, they're doing something like every couple months. So check them out. Check out their website. Follow their newsletter. And especially stay tuned for their Christmas extravaganza. They do crazy stuff at Christmas. I know it's only February, but I promise I won't talk about that until we get closer. But
well, by the time this episode comes out, it'll be March, so it'll be that much closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I will say, I like weirdly nerded out. I love the offset numbers
yes.
and the mm-hmm. size. Like
oh, yeah.
this is one of my favorite D6s I've ever owned.
Yeah,
like, this shit is I like awesome. The numbers are oriented towards the corners instead of towards the flat.
Yeah, uh-huh. yeah,
which is very cool.
Also, very big legible letters.
Yeah, I was gonna say that actually makes it easier to read because the numbers are bigger. So yeah, that's
you know,
cool.
You know what the fun exactly. thing with the cool. gelatinous cube D6 that
yeah.
it's like bone and then like the two is like an arrow and a skull and stuff. So each one they're just more shit that's added into. Her. So like the six is skull, femur, like bone, other bone, axe, sword. Bonefish.
Sick.
Awesome.
Well, hopefully Black Oak Workshop will save our butts in this fight.
I hope that you all die. So
I thought you'd be like, I hope that Tim never does a transition ever again.
Wow, well, we got gifts.
Yeah. And now we have the gift of friendship that will maybe pull you through. We ended the last episode with the Dreadwraith chasing Kezra after he's put off a vicious chain lightning into the room. So here's what happens as it floats across the room to go chase Kezra. The Dreadwraith goes floating across the room and it gets around the corner in order to hit you. But I need both Elkwood and Kezra to make fortitude saves.
Mm.
As there's a...
Aura.
Deathly...
Do I?
Did you make it already?
Yeah,
okay,
I saved last episode.
Yep.
Let's hope the second roll's better, Tim.
So Kezra just needs to make it.
I can't wait.
Natural 20!
Yay! You're fine.
Dragon on the die!
All right. So then this thing will reach out and try to attack you with its spectral hand. So this ghostly hand just comes reaching towards you. Let me see. There it is. 33 to hit.
Hit.
Okay. 23 points of void damage.
Ugh.
And make me a fortitude save.
Oh, no.
That's a wraith.
Natural 19.
Hey!
All right.
Nothing but rocks.
Okay. Then second attack. Natural 1.
Woo!
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Natty 1.
Wait, Jake, are you rolling on Foundry or physical
dice?
Oh,
you know what? That's a good question. Natural 1.
No way. What?
Oh, shit. This sword is heavy. You are fatigued.
Yay!
I don't know if it can get fatigued.
I don't... Death effects, disease, paralysis, poison, precision, and unconscious.
Hey, ghosts get tired.
I guess ghosts do get tired. Tired of your shit? All right. Okay.
It's like a minus one to everything.
Emotionally tired.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a wraith, tired. I mean...
It's like, why am I here?
The overwhelming burden of being a forever undead.
The
resting peacefully.
Yeah. Okay. So next, it comes to the Rakshasa's turn.
Oh man.
Come on, give it to me.
Rakshasa is going to point at Elkwood.
Ah, damn it.
Come on. This is why we need to take attack of opportunity. Like, one of us. Because this happens way too often.
He looks at Elkwood and says, "Obey my commands. Please make me a will save."
I don't like this.
I did this to you.
Oh.
All right, Black Oak, let's go. Let's make as much noise as possible.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
That is a 4 on the die.
Oh,
no. Do you have a hero point?
Nope. Unless Jake gave one in past.
Can I give you
5
one?
Episodes? Nope. I don't know.
Please?
Let's see here. I need this.
Bro, you're dominated.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bro, you're dominated, bro. Yeah, but it depends if I'm crit.
Bro, you're dominated. None.
unfortunately, 21.
Yep. That's a critical fail.
I knew it.
Against dominate.
No!
This is really bad.
So, it was a good failure. Run. Failure says target follows your orders, but can attempt to will save at the end of each of its turns on its success the spell ends. Critical failure as failure, but the target receives a new save only if you give it a new order that goes against its nature, such as killing its allies.
Fuck. Well, that's probably about to happen, so...
Just tell him to... Tell me to jump into the quarry. I'll probably survive.
And then he tells you, "Leave me to my work."
Okay.
Damn it. Elkwood, no! Resist him! What are you doing?
It's not my turn. I can't move yet, so...
Nope. Not yet.
I know you're about to move. Don't do it.
Don't do it, though.
Okay. So, the... Rakshasa has one more action. And then, let's see. He is going to look at Benson and Grimshaw, and I need you guys to make will saves.
The Rakshasa? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like that one action thing.
Yep.
Oh.
It is disturbing vision.
It is so disturbing. I don't know. This is a definition of a tweener. 30.
30 as a fail?
I knew it.
38.
Success. by the way, I just want to say that I got a call on my phone that said north of Grumman, so I don't know what that's about, but...
They got a drone.
Did you apply there?
I mean, I've applied there a bunch of times, but I guess I'll see if I have a voicemail from north of Grumman.
Cool.
They're like, wait, what's that outside right now?
Is that or it's a scam call, and they happen to be using north of Grumman's phone number, which is hilarious.
Right.
I mean, it's happened.
Okay. So, yeah, disturbing vision just means that you are a sickened one.
Oh, okay. I mean, not the worst, but...
So, the vision lasts... I'm going to give you the number here. 2 rounds. Okay, and that is the end of his turn. Benson.
Okay, as has happened multiple times in his life, Benson is now staring down a horrible, terrible foe. He doesn't know what's happened to Elk yet. But seeing that Grimshaw has just felled, or no, it was Kezra that felled the wraith below him, and realizing he can't really do as much damage to the wraiths, he is going to square up to the Rakshasa, look at Grimshaw, and just go! And he is going to square up with this Rakshasa.
Yeah.
All right.
And he is going to start swinging.
Go, kitty clacks.
Um, 33.
That is it.
With those kitty clacks, man. And that is only 10 damage.
All right.
Does that all go through?
It appears so.
Oh, wait. He's got mirror images up.
Oh, he does. Yeah. So roll
1d2. I think he has.
Yeah.
One
left. Yeah. So 1d2. So just roll a
d4 and
d4 and yeah.
4 on the die, so that's going to be... I was saying 1 and 2 is 1, 3 and 4 is 2, so...
Yeah, it says... Oh, hold on. Let's see the... With only one image, the chances of your 1 and 2, 1 to 3 on a 1d6. So you actually want to roll low on the d4 D6. Or d6.
So it destroyed a mirror image.
So it destroyed a mirror image.
I will take that.
Yeah. So.
Second swing. Natural 19 for Tim. 19 and 16.
35.
Success. You hit.
Nice. Cleared out a mirror image. Doing damage.
Beautiful.
17 points of bludgeoning damage because Benson's not changed it from a hammer yet.
All right. Adamantine hammer, man.
Yeah.
Bonk. Bonk.
And last, do I... I tried to intimidate him already. That didn't work.
He left in your face, yeah.
I just hit him with a fucking hammer, so...
I just, like, he left in your face while taking a drag out of his pipe and just blew it smoke right in your face.
I was like, that's getting me high, too. I guess I'll just swing for the fences. I don't...
Join me in this toke, champion.
That's all you had to say.
All right. For one action.
I will swing for the fences for my last action. 14 on the die. Nah, it's not going to hit. It's on 26.
Okay. After Benson, it comes to Grimshaw.
All right. Grimshaw is going to do a bit. Let's see, I'm going to get in melee with the secondary wraith, which I know is kind of on its last legs. Because I know I can do full damage against it, I'm going to strike out with the Monster of Malani. And I miss.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm positive. 25?
That's a hit.
Oh! Yeah. Wow, that's why you always got to tell your DM what you rolled. You know,
as Tim was like, it's a miss. And he was like, come on.
What is it?
That's what you got to say. Got to believe, Tim.
Whoa. 20 points of ghost touch damage.
Ooh. Dead Wraith.
Yeah.
Dead Wraith. Oh, that's a band right there.
Dead Wraith. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We are Dead Wraith.
And with my last action, because, man, what a turn, am I right, guys? I'm going to square up with the Dread Wraith and get in flanking with old Kiz.
Gezra, I'm here to lend you aid.
Make me the fortitude save, as you have not yet.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to the well. I'm going to go back to Dice OI, because...
Well...
Yeah, I rolled a Greenleaf Geek Dice, and I rolled... I mean, I guess it still hit, but... You know,
contractual obligation be damned, I guess, on the...
I gave away all the black
dice. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I would be rolling them, but I'm just too generous.
Ooh, 29?
29,
that's
a hit.
No, 29 against the... Oh, no, I'm sorry. 30 for the Fortitude save.
Oh, for the 42 save.
Yeah.
Sorry,
it's
30. It says 42. That is. Hold on.
Well, now you know what hits.
Yeah, that's true. Success on that. So
crit success.
Yeah. Okay. And okay. So you just closed in.
Yep.
Elkwood, please leave this Rakshasa to his work.
So I will say
that he pointed to the door. Obviously. That wasn't clear.
Which one?
The one to the south.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say one to the south. It would be one of those things too, like he says leave me to work, and then I look back and then you just see a wraith. I'm like, nah, I don't want to push past him, man. Like he's busy.
That's true, there's a wraith blocking the other exit out of the
He's like, guys, I can't get through. I can't leave. But it's kind of like as soon as it happens, his eyes just kind of go blank and his head, it's like, I don't know how Dominate completely works mentally. Like, it feels like that you just lose control completely. Like, your brain just kind of shuts off.
Yeah, yeah. So you take command of the target, forcing it to obey your orders. If you issue an obviously self-destructive order, the target doesn't act until you issue a new order. Mm-hmm.
It's like brain control.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, you just totally just, like, drop and just, it, like, drop your arms and just walk.
Yeah, so that's what he does. He just kind of, like, for a moment, he thought about lining up another shot, and then his just bow falls to his side, and he just holds it and starts walking out.
Elkwood, what are you doing? 25. You gotta get that monkey off your back.
And then I shoulder check Benson as I leave.
See ya, bro.
Some things never change.
25. Okay. Okay. And he's just looking at the door. It's kind of like if you probably... If Benson saw him pass, it's just his eyes are blank. Like, there's nothing behind there right now.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing turning. Kezzer.
Well, Grimshaw moved right in the line of effect for my lightning bolt.
Uh-huh.
So... Boo.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
yeah.
So I guess I'll just focus on this guy instead of trying to hit both.
I can take it. Kezra, unleash your power.
Sure.
That's all he needed.
He gave consent.
Get ready, Grimshaw.
So I step up into the square above me.
Yep.
And I do a lightning bolt on the Stone Giant Wraith, Grimshaw, and the Rakshasa.
The Wraith will take an attack of opportunity.
It was a step. Oh, yeah, on the attack.
On the attack, yeah. Or on the spell.
I'll wait to see if you interrupt the action.
I was
going to
say, see if I do this.
Good idea.
35 to hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not great.
18 void, and make me a fortitude save.
And liberate some of that damage.
All right.
Wait a second. Liberating step.
Yeah.
I reduce the damage, and I get to take a step for free out of the way!
Yes!
Oh. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Paladin shit!
So what was the damage direction again? 12?
13, baby.
13, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Fortitude save.
Wow.
Not as good. 29.
29.
Is it a magical effect?
I always hate this because it doesn't save magic or anything like that. So I'll tell you what it is. It's drain life. What was your total then?
29.
Okay, you're fine.
Okay.
Right.
Whew. Wow. The meta of this champion is so incredible.
I mean,
get your ass out of the way. You just dive out of the way.
Yeah, so you take 5 damage and I get to avoid. Let's see what I would have rolled. I'm sure I would have crit failed. Ready? 93. Would have crit failed.
Wow. See, I like to think of it like this, too. Like, you were just like, I can take it, Kessler. Oh, shit.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, like, literally, I'm sickened, I have a plus 16 to my reflex. I rolled a 3. 19 is a critical fail.
Dang. Yep.
I would have probably almost been dead.
I can take it. Oh, God, it's cooking me. I can take it. No, I can't take it. All right, so just reflex save from Jake.
Okay, yeah. So, fail on the Wraith because it's 28.
Yes.
And then Mr. Rakshasa.
Oh,
he's
is there a Mrs. Rakshasa?
I mean, there's a whole bunch because he probably has a harem. 40 total.
God,
that's a crit.
Okay. All
right. So the Wraith will take damage, which is fine. 35 damage.
Kay. Good shit. Good shit.
Very mid roll.
Okay.
So that would have been 70 points of damage to me.
Yeah.
Okay. After your turn, it comes to the Wraith. Wraith is going to strike out at you a few times, Kezzer.
I got plus one to easy.
39 to hit.
Crit.
Okay.
But you're plus one.
That is 42 points of void damage.
Would have needed plus 3. How much did you say?
42.
Alright.
Void.
Yikes.
And the fortitude save.
26.
Fail.
No.
You are drained one.
Oh, man. No.
And he feels a little bit better.
It begins.
Second.
Castle withers a little bit.
Second attack. Natural one.
Woo!
Yeah, yes. Amazing.
We needed those.
We needed that.
You put on fatigued, right? It should be like a minus one to like everything.
I mean, I don't know if it's gonna matter with the.
Who was that? You are slowed one until the end of your next turn.
Oh,
nice. So you wait. So does it count now?
No,
next turn.
Yeah. All right.
Turn.
So he is slowed. Let me put that on, and then the fatigue. Yeah. Condition of slowed. Condition of fatigued. Okay. Fatigued.
Fatigated.
I got fatigated.
Okay. Alright, so that was that. And then third attack. Uh, 30 total.
Yep.
13 void damage. Mm.
Damn.
And then... Oh yeah, make me another fortitude save.
Every attack.
I look to
natural 20.
All right. I always look to see because there's sometimes that it says doesn't go beyond drained one. This one says increases the drain condition.
But that natural 20, does he just go, I'm taking some of that back?
And yes. okay. After the Dreadwraith goes, the Rakshasa goes. He looks at Benson.
Come on.
And he says, friend, calm your mind. Please make me a will save.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Natural 19.
All right.
Oh, crit.
That's all you roll anymore.
I know.
Benson's too angry
You're
to
like
calm.
You're good for a 19 every, at least once every turn.
At least I get one. It's one that matters.
Okay. He tried to cast Charm, so.
Would that... Would that even work in combat like that, though? Because I thought there was a thing if you're in direct violence with someone, I thought it doesn't really affect that much anyway.
I thought they get a minus or something. Something like that.
Yeah, because I thought there was a stipulation.
Either way, Jake wasted that spell, so let's continue.
Yeah, I'm sure this thing doesn't have a million fucking spell slots.
Yeah. Your words are honey and your vision seems bathed in dreamy haze. It must attempt to will save with a +4 circumstance bonus if your ally has recently threatened to use hostile actions against
yep,
it.
So, yeah. Yep.
So yeah, even with that. In which case, he'll just attack you with a claw.
Just calm your mind.
Swinging his pipe at me.
actually, he will take a step. He will take a step to get behind Benson in order to put a line in between him and Kessler.
He wants to avoid that lightning.
He's a smart Rakshasa.
It's okay, I can take it.
Natural 3.
Oh, God.
Fuck! Why'd you do that, Kelly?
Sir Benson, it is your turn.
Benson, having watched Elkwood walk away, he will look at this beast. It's like, you want to play the game without all the pieces, you coward? And he will strike out.
That's really witty.
I'm so good.
Um,
16, 21. 37.
37, that's a hit. Alright. I'm liking these dice, Tim.
Yeah.
They're serving me pretty well. And that is 18 points of bludgeoning damage. Second roll.
Let's go.
That's 5.
Aww.
That's gonna miss. I guess I'm just swinging. Like, there's not really anything I can do right now. There's nothing I can do to get Elkwood back, right?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like, even if you like were like snap out and it starts slapping me in the face, I'd be like,
Elk is out of this fight. Like, something will come back.
Mark, why don't you just leave?
I'm gonna jump into the quarry. It's
fine. All right. It's alright, because this is going to be a natural 20.
I guess you could, like, make us some coffees.
Cough soon.
Unless a... This is almost definitely a miss, but I got it. I'll check for posterity. This is taking fucking ever to load. Yeah, unless a 22 hits.
No.
Yeah.
Does not.
I got him one good one.
Okay. Right. Let me see. That's what it was. They do have resistance. Okay.
Right.
Sorry. The Rakshasa. I remember that they had resistance, but it just didn't come into Foundry. So.
Oh.
So they do have some resistance. So.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. Benson's swinging the adamantine, so cuts through all resistance. Am I right?
It doesn't. Doesn't actually.
Thanks for nerfing my weapon, Jay. No. What does adamantine actually do?
Cuts through hardness.
Yeah, it goes through hardness. So, yeah. Going against like objects and stuff like that, okay. Or if somebody had a shield, mm-hmm. somebody had a shield, that would just wreck
crush
it.
Crush the shield.
Okay.
Do I crush his pipe?
No, he keeps that safely out of the way. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Grimshaw is going to call out to Kezra.
Kezra, stay in. Stay in the fight. You could push through. We'll take it out.
And I'm going to roll my chonk. I just want to clarify, okay? This is not a mega chonk. Mega chonks are 55 millimeters or bigger. This is a 45 to 54 millimeter chonk.
Okay? What'd you do, research for this shit?
Yeah, man. You gotta know your dice categories.
You fire that old blunderbuss right there.
Yeah, you could. And it is lethal.
Jesus.
13 on the die for a 33.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Do that ghost touchy-touch damage.
Oh!
That's 20 points of magical bludgeoning.
That might be my favorite reaction I've ever had.
I just like the pause before the noise. Just...
Oh! Oh! Woo!
Okay.
Next strike, because I'm going to keep up the assault. Mega chunk. Sorry, chunk. Even I get confused.
Medium chunk.
Ooh!
That is a... Come on, do math. Minus 5, 15, 29.
Hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're flanking too, buddy.
Flanking.
And it's fatigued, and it's whatever else it is.
No, it's slow, but that doesn't affect AC.
It's a sad ghost.
It's a sad ghost. 16 points of magical ghost touch bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And it's like, should I try? I don't. It's not a good to hit. Only a plus 10. I'd have to do really well. So with my last action, I'm going to just raise my... You know what? Yeah, I'm just going to raise my shield. Boop.
All right.
And I'm no longer sickened because that was round two. Woohoo!
Oh, yes. Elkwood.
Oh, I actually have to do something.
Well, he just said lead me to my work, so...
You just...
I don't think that means you have to just...
No, I'm going back to Breach Hill. All right.
I quit.
See ya. Bye. I mean, like, what? I could just stay in this room.
Now you could go down the other hallway.
Yeah, let me... Can I scout?
What was the duration on a critical fail?
Forever, I think.
Yeah.
Until he's dead, I'm pretty sure.
I actually don't even know if it's that.
I mean, the spell should have a duration.
Yeah. Hold on, let me go.
We're going to be, like, halfway through the next book, and Elk's going to be like, you guys really should have left that guy to his work.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were doing.
I don't see why we just didn't just...
He was a busy man.
He was busy, like, he was smoking a pipe, you know, shit.
So, Critical Failure says, as a failure with the target, receives a new save only if given a new order against its nature, such as killing its allies.
So what's as failure?
What was the duration on the whole spell?
Until the next time you make your daily preparations.
Oh, what?
Dang. Yeah. So I think I'm just going to have Elk go to the entrance of the quarry and just stand there.
All right.
Like, he just goes and then looks outside and...
Just stares at the
it's
quarry.
It's a very serene moment. For
yeah. Yeah. Internally, he like, you can actually, if anyone's by, just tears streaming down his face. Aww. As he's locked in his body.
God. That's really sad. Sadder than I thought.
Yeah, it's like, you know, something's wrong, and then you can't stop it.
Okay. Elkwood having a moment.
Just a moment of domination. You know, it's fine.
Leading to Kezra's turn.
Kezra rubs his pants a little bit, and little Kezra comes out.
Kezra, what are you... Oh, my God.
And he will do... little Kezra will do a restorative familiar.
Is that a manipulate action at all?
No. Okay. This would be commanding him.
Okay.
So, but don't worry, you'll have a chance to hit me.
Okay.
It's a flavor manipulate.
I just wanted help hit points first.
Oh, okay.
All right, so that's a good, pretty good roll. 6, 12, 8, 20, 20, 25. Cool. It's 25 hit points.
No, that is good.
Woo.
Pretty good roll on 5d8.
And Grimshaw is sick in 3, seeing Kezra pull out his snake from his pants.
Come on, you're used to this at this point.
You're lucky you didn't do that one night.
He's like, I do this often. What are you talking about?
And this is where you'll get to... Go ahead, take a swing at me. I raise the Staff of Death.
Ah. Hmm? I'm going to raise the Staff of Death.
Oh.
41.
Critical success.
Ugh.
Okay.
Gotcha.
God damn it.
36 void damage.
Cool.
Okay. Just, we'll wipe that heal away and then some. And then the fortitude save.
Wait, see, did damage? I'm going to liberate that. Get rid of 13.
Okay. I failed. I got a 25.
Yeah, this failed, so you are drained 2 now. And he feels a little bit better.
I'm not doing well. And I lost Vision of Death.
Oh.
What?
I was going to cast Vision of Death on the Rakshasa.
Oh, okay. Vision of Death on the Wraith. You're like, wait.
You've never seen this before.
This sucks because it's got reach and attack of opportunity. It's like...
Yeah.
Damn. All right, well, that's my turn.
Okay.
Woof.
Dread Race turn. He is slow.
Your dead squirrel omen's really coming true there, Timbo.
I don't...
Wait. Dread Squirrel.
Dread Squirrel.
Because they're Dread Race.
Tim
the
made...
Cousin of the Doom Squirrel. The Doom Squirrel Ratatosk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I guess...
from Vikings, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so the Doom Squirrel is actually a thing?
Yeah, from Nordic folklore, it's a squirrel.
Yeah, it's a... Isn't it?
But
it's a messenger to...
Yeah, it's a messenger.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, it scurries, I think, along the Regisil, so...
Yeah, because its teeth are sharp enough to cut through it.
Or climb up it, at least.
I'm playing this game called Heroine's Quest. It's made in, like, 2013 or something.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And it's steeped in Nordic lore.
Yes.
And I came across Ratatosk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm Ratatosk, the Doom Squirrel!
Yeah, I think he's also an asshole, too.
Yeah, he is.
He's not very nice.
He has a very... jarring personality.
Okay.
I know this is bad for Grimshaw, but I did also take my liberating step away from the Wraith.
Okay. So he's going to strike out at you twice with his reach. First attack, Kezra. Natural 20.
Oh.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Bad combat for Kezra.
Yep.
I knew this guy would be tough. I didn't expect him to be that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Broken ribs. Normal damage, but the target is slowed 1 until healed.
Okay.
Which sucks, I just healed myself.
Yep. Okay. 20 void.
20. Well, double damage would have killed me, so...
Well, make me a fortitude save.
Oh, man.
Every time. Jeez. God, my fortitude's going down, too.
Yep.
That's 26.
Oh.
Fail.
Oh.
You go to drain 3?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is that where you got? Yep.
Barely up.
Okay.
You have any heals?
I can't get to him. Well, is it incorporeal?
Yeah, it's incorporeal.
Oh, I could have been walking through it the whole time.
Could you?
Yeah, you can walk through an incorporeal creature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're incorporeal.
You just can't end your space there.
Yeah, I was like, I have no way to get to Kezra. At least they didn't go down by the crit.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was slowed, so it only gets 2 actions.
That's right.
So that is the end of its turn. Next, it comes to the Rakshasa again. The Rakshasa is going to... So many spells. He's going to look at you, Benson, and he's going to... he's going to do a... what's it called? Disturbing visage at you. Make the will save first.
That was a 3.
Okay, so you are sickened 1. Four rounds.
Oh.
So write that down.
How awesome would it be if we all died at the beginning of our cabin trip?
Hey, that's what it feels like.
It would be the perfect time because we'd have time to make new characters.
That's true. Yeah, just each go into a separate room to come up with new characters.
I mean, we haven't said it on air, but I would be ready to bring in my bard.
I would like you bring in your bard. His name is... Well, no, you had Scrimshaw. No, I was trying to think of a variant. And like, you had Grimshaw, Scrimshaw, and then...
No, that's his brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
his brother.
Yeah.
Unless his brother is a bard, and he escaped.
Whoa.
Boom.
backstory.
And then it is going to cast a spell on you, Benson.
Okay.
Cause it binds.
Keep rolling them 19s, dude.
I did roll one. Don't there. Worry about it. He looks at you and casts something called Spirit Blast. You concentrate ethereal energy and attack a creature's spirit, dealing, well, it's a fuck ton of damage. But here's the thing. Because the blast affects the creature's spirit, it can damage a target projecting its consciousness, such as project image, or possessing another creature, even if the target's body is elsewhere.
Wow.
The possessed creature isn't harmed by the blast. The blast doesn't harm creatures that have no spirit, such as constructs. So because it affects your soul directly, there is no save and no attack on this.
What?
It's a pretty high level spell too.
Yes,
like it's like six.
Because I hit it and I looked at it and I'm like, I don't see a save anywhere. I'm like looking. I'm like, I.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, I'll pull a spirit blast on.
Ouchie.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking pissed.
Also, like, John, are you bleeding? Your hand?
Yeah, it's scab.
Oh, no.
For a second, I was like, Kezra's dying. John actually dying.
I still haven't seen a squirrel. I need a squirrel sign to save me. We're in the goddamn woods and I can't see a fucking squirrel.
No, it's okay, Tim. This is squirrel blood.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's not that bad. There is a basic fortitude save.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, good. But it's one of the things that just didn't come in from Foundry. That's all.
Tweener.
But you are sickened, so it's a minus one.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up, Tim. I mean, this is literally my best save.
Yeah.
But 30.
Fail.
Ugh. Yep.
That is, by the way, 16d6 damage.
Whoa.
That's fake news.
Once. 62 points of force damage.
Oh my god!
It's a lot of fucking damage.
So all of a sudden, you guys just see Benson just, like, stand still for a second, just in agonizing pain as his soul is force crushed together.
Jeez.
Thankfully, I'm still in 3 digits.
Hey!
But not for long.
Probably has like 101.
Okay.
102.
It is your turn, though.
Okay, yeah, Benson's fucking pissed.
So. Make him regret that, Benson.
He's clearly using you to shield yourself from me. You should step to the north.
I will do that. Kezra looks hale and healthy. He'll be fine. first swing.
Oh, gosh, that was awesome. It was like on a 4, like yeah. Hardcore 4, and
yep.
Rolled to 18.
18.
That's a 39.
8. I don't even have to ask him anymore.
John should do his own math someday.
No.
That's what I'm here for.
We've been playing this game for like 6 years.
I don't do my own math.
So, regular hit.
This guy's AC has to be like 36 or something. Yeah. 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Oh, wait. 15 points. I was looking the wrong thing.
Okay.
How long am I second? Is this like
four rounds.
Four rounds.
Till the end of my life.
No, you're gonna live forever. Till the end of Kezra's life.
Second strike was absolutely a miss. So I moved, struck.
Okay. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is gonna move through the incorporeal creature, taking any attacks or opportunity as applicable.
You go right through his butt.
Farts on
you a
little
bit. That's disgusting. How did the undead fart? That doesn't even make any sense.
For some reason, his testicles are not incorporeal.
He smacked you in the face.
The disrespect is insurmountable.
Just walk through his ethereal robes, it's just balls.
Right in the face.
Just big, big pendulum balls.
Why didn't you just bite him?
It'd make him sickened.
Anyway, what's your turn?
Do I take an attack of opportunity or are you holding back? I'm moving.
I'm holding back.
All right. Well, then, in that case, I'm going to move on the other side of Kezra. And since I don't get attacked, I'm going to do a lay on hands.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm okay. Out of reach, because that's what you were saving it for.
No, actually, but...
Oh.
He wants me.
Dang it.
I forgot, is it 32 or 36?
36.
He wants my little Kezra.
I guess, what do I do with my last action then? I really bungled this because I wanted to get away from the attack for opportunity. Gosh. You know,
battle prayer.
This is the type of situation that calls for a prayer.
Dear Milani, my friend's been making fun of my prayers again.
My friends are bullying me again.
Please show them your awesome might by banishing this undead creature back to whence it came. Please and thank you. Love right. you. Bye.
Benson's like, nerd!
and it's going against the Will DC.
Will DC.
Okay.
Mega Chunk failed me now. That's a 21.
Yep. As a, ooh.
Is that a critical fail?
As a critical fail.
Oh, that means I can't pray against it. I don't think I can use battle prayer for the rest of the day or something. Let me check on that.
I thought for like an hour.
The backlash. The backlash of your foe's will against your prayers prevents you from using battle prayer again for 10 minutes.
Damn.
For the rest of your natural life.
Your only ranged weapon.
No, I avoid warp. That doesn't work on undead.
I was going to say, hey, you can still do it. You just heal him.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Elkwood, you cry a few more tears, I guess?
Oh, yeah. No, he's just looking.
I fucking hate mechanics like this. Because it's just like, oh, one person just doesn't get to play.
Well, it's like the thing is, it's like he's playing it smart enough because he could just easily say, you attack your friends and then we'll save.
Right,
like,
right,
again,
right.
Constantly.
Yeah.
No, like this is the smart play. Like you're dealing with an intelligent-ass creature.
Yeah. Yep.
Elkwood just stares out at the beautiful quarry while there's just a vicious fight happening behind him in the next room.
Tears in Heaven is playing in the background.
Kezra Devershan.
Kezra will step to the north of Grimshaw out of this thing's reach. Thank
yep.
God. And Dragon Breath on the Rakshasa and the Wraith.
Yeah.
Another gal. Kezra's just like withering away. He's like his muscles are all atrophied and he's pale.
Dread Wraith got a 34.
Success.
Success. Rakshasa got a 39.
Fuck. Critical success.
Alright.
God.
20 damage. It would have been 40, so it was a good roll.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, what? Okay.
So 20 damage for the Wraith.
Okay.
God damn.
This thing's got to be looking at least a little rough.
It's a ghost.
It's also been gaining temporary hit points.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Alright, and now is your turn.
Yep.
Dread Wraith is going to take...
What is the bonus for, what is that armor bonus for Lay on Hands?
Plus two.
And what is the type of damage, a bonus?
The type of bonus? I think it's a circumstance bonus.
I hope so.
That'd be good for you.
It would be good.
It's a status bonus.
Okay, so... Less good, but still good.
Okay. So luckily a 28, so I know that's a miss already.
It's only a miss because it was a +2.
Oh, wow, really?
Instead of a +1.
Oh, okay.
My bonus is +1 when I use my spells.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
+2 saved me.
Second swing, 35 to hit. Okay. 20 void.
Oh. Liberators.
13 off. And then you get a free step if you like.
God damn right I want to step.
Step behind Grimshaw.
I've been talking shit about Fortitude Saves for like 10 episodes. But now I'm sucking. Natural 2!
There you go, you're fine.
Your dice.
So let me,
This would be to drain 4.
Do what?
This would make me to drain 4.
It would, but you succeeded, right?
No, I got natural 2.
Oh, natural 2.
I got it.
Yeah.
It might be a critical fail. I mean, it's a...
There is
19.
Yeah, there's a critical fail on this anyway, so you're fine. But okay, so
do I get a drain 4?
You do get a drain 4.
Oh my god!
I know.
All right. Okay, so that was his whole turn though, so you're fine. Let me.
Is he?
Well, I'm just saying he's not getting no more attacks. Let me say this too. Let me read the room that you guys are in, because you guys kind of ran in there, and nobody expects that.
I'm, like, never going to not be drained again.
A tattered reed mat stretches across this room from an exit at the west and to the east. The north side of the room contains three iron cages, each four each 4 feet square. While the south side of the room contains a large wooden box filled with hay and layers of, and a layer of blankets. This appears to be some sort of nice area, actually. It looks like somebody would sit here and look at slaves in the in the in the cages. So
that's not freaky. Yeah.
So and I'll say this: so you kind of went down some stairs into this. You can see that there's stairs going into the next room, but you can't see what's in there because of the ceiling sloping downward.
Gotcha.
Okay. So I didn't know if that was going to come up, but just want to handle that now. Okay. Rakshasa's turn. The Rakshasa is going to... he feels fine there. Feels fine there. Okay. He will take a step to get behind Benson to use a Benson wall against Kezra. Make me another fortitude save, Benson.
Oh, my God.
Think I'm good. I keep taking my character sheet down. I should not do that. 32.
Fail.
Did you hear John correctly?
Yeah, 32.
That's a fail?
Yeah.
Oof.
I am just holding back from taking a swing right now.
I still don't see any squirrels.
All the squirrels are dead. All of them.
Another spirit blast, by the way.
Oh my god.
That is another 54 points of force damage to your spirit.
Crap. Well, you're no longer in triple digits.
Wait, okay, I got it.
Oh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I cast a drop dead on Benson.
Okay.
So you turn invisible.
Are you within range? Because
120 feet.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. I did want to make sure of that because I know a lot of things are 30. So, okay. So Benson drops dead.
So he just thinks he obliterates this guy's spirit.
Yeah.
I mean.
So your corpse, an illusion of your corpse falls to the ground, and you are standing there invisible. You have a decision to make on your turn.
Okay. All right. Does that spell provoke, or is that just a verbal reaction or something weird?
It's a reaction.
Okay.
It is a manipulate.
Okay.
But didn't he ever use it on me? Oh no, I was out of range.
Yeah. You're out of range.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tim, remind me what a greater potion heals.
At least drain doesn't hurt my AC.
Yeah, I can
sure. As it is.
38, however, to hit.
It's not a crit because of the plus two.
Because of the plus two. Okay.
Jesus. So, but that might go down.
16 void.
Not dead.
Whoa.
This is such a fucking hairy fight, man.
All right, 16. So 32 on the four save.
Save
so bad now.
So you're fine there. I'll say this: maximum is 4 on the
drain. Yay! Still suck HP from me.
Yes.
All right. So I made the save.
Yeah. I need to see. So here's the thing: it says that he gains 10 temporary hit points, which that you guys would know that number anyway. But it doesn't say that he like increases because temporary hit points always like
no you never stack temporary
yeah
hit points.
Yeah okay all right
otherwise that would be stupid
you just take whatever the highest value exactly recent value
yeah so it's always the same number for him anyway, right so okay
so he just gets like 10 extra that you have to get through
yep.
Right yeah
assuming he hits and yeah. he's been hitting pretty well against Kester so all right Benson
so Benson where are you getting that you have a greater heal potion
I thought we had a greater
on treasure sheet you have 3 lesser elixirs of life
okay what's a lesser give me.
All right, sorry, let me pull that up.
2d8 plus 5 or something.
Lesser is 3d6 plus 6.
Okay.
Thank you,
man. Yeah.
I'm going to instantly chug that.
It was instant, Jake, so that's a free action.
It's like instant coffee.
But no, for real, that's 2 actions.
Chugging it?
You gotta
take it out and then drink it.
And then you can lay on hands yourself, maybe. Just
I cannot let this thing close with you guys.
I mean, Kezra has an Elixir of Life Lesser on his treasure sheet, so I was going to administer it to him, keep him in the fight. And then with my last action, I was going to strike.
Okay.
So he has a little bit of buffer.
The fucked up thing is if I... That's... If I just heal myself with Lay on Hands and continue to attack the guy, I completely lose the advantage of having dropped dead. But I can't let this thing get close to you guys.
I mean, you do get the at
worst,
surprise.
At worst, it's he's off guard to you.
Yeah.
You potentially get a chance at a crit.
Right.
So
you're chugging the potion?
Or you close with us and help kill this wraith. Like, yeah, he gets to pop off on us, but this wraith is really fucking us up. So... I think it's up to you. I don't know if you can get close enough to the wraith to do any damage.
We're
pretty far away now.
This, if I leave this guy's space, he has the chance to just run.
You could run to the other side of him so he can't keep using you as a shield and just get the off guard. It's fine. I just wanted to give you something.
Yeah.
Let you heal without provoking any potential.
Okay, I'm going to use all my actions to drink a healing potion and lay on hands.
Okay.
Wow, so healing potion and lay on hands.
Yep.
Alright. So 3d6 plus 6 for the healing potion, and then you get 36.
Alright.
That's chunky.
Yep. Yeah, that almost heals me from that last fucking spell.
Yeah.
Okay. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is going to administer the potion to Kezra, so 3d6 plus 6 for you, Kezra. You probably want to roll that.
Do I? With these dice you've given me.
I love these d6s, man. They're so fucking cool.
Lord.
Roll on the table, you know.
I got 3, 3, 3.
You're consistently mediocre.
That's mid.
Yeah, 15.
Very average.
But a mid roll.
With my last action, I'm going to strike out with the Morningstar of Milani. Going back to the dice of I will.
Uh-oh.
Milani, I need this to strike true. I can't read the number.
Maybe. I don't know if it's going to hit. 26.
Miss.
That's my turn.
This is seriously fucked.
This is so bad.
Yep.
Oakwood.
Same thing every time. Like, because I can't do anything, can't think, can't do anything like that. The only thing I could say is that maybe Vermeer's out there, like, wondering what the fuck's going on.
Just tell Vermeer to come in and just,
I can't.
Help him out.
I fucking can't. I can't do anything. I'm just like...
Now, do you really just lose all faculty?
Yes.
I hate this shit so much.
No,
he's a drone.
Yeah, I'm a drone at this point. Yep.
Kezra.
I think I don't know if it was in the text of the spell in 2e, but I remember in like 1e and D&D that when you get dominated, you could like, couldn't you like tell someone was like not in their head?
They looked
like they were being controlled.
Yeah, it
it's
was
like that extreme.
I remember that there was something that it was like there was even like a perception check to like see if somebody had like something going on behind their eyes or something like that. Like,
yeah. It's not like charm or anything. Oh,
yeah, because charm, they probably act unusually helpful.
Right.
But yeah, dominate is just like they just walk out. They just do whatever they do.
I mean,
exactly as they would usually do it.
I mean, dominate's a.
Take a step.
Okay.
High level spell.
And I'll just do a lightning, my last dragon breath on the wraith.
On the wraith. Okay, let me get to this. 33.
Success.
Okay.
Ooh, 48. So that's going to be 24.
24?
It's a really, really fucking good roll.
Damn.
11d6.
11d6.
Oh, that 11
was
D6. A solid roll.
Yeah.
11d6, only one under 3, and only one 3.
Huh.
So it was a lot of good rolls.
That was really good. Okay. Wraith is going to slide through Grimshaw.
Dragging himself on him.
Yep. His nuts hit you in the face again.
Guy.
Slide over your head.
Remember, it was a stone giant, so it feels like two rocks just like...
Oh, no.
...scraping across the top of your helmet.
Oh, that's painful.
Little rock hard balls.
Rock hard ball. Man, if I could name an episode of that one.
Put that in the sheet.
Why not, you coward?
B-A-W-L-S.
That's a 20.
No.
Woo! Fuck.
So weird. Also, I'm lucky, so... And stay down. Normal damage.
Yay! Okay, okay.
The target is knocked down and stunned too. So I'm prone and stunned too. Which is...
That's pretty
which is
bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so
you
normal
damage. You can still cast spells on the ground, right?
That's true.
17.
Not with one action, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it kept me from dying. Oh.
And then second attack on you. Like I said, luckily no more drained, so 31 to hit.
Jesus.
Yeah, I go down.
Okay. All right.
I still probably do the fortitude to see if he gets temporary hit points, though, right?
No, the temporary hit points is it just the hit. The fortitude save is for the drained.
Oh, so every hit he just gets temporary hit points.
As long as he succeeds in the strike, yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
I thought I only got it if he drained you.
It says the Wraith gains temporary hit points and the target must succeed at the 42 save.
What was your total to hit again?
On the last one?
Yeah.
31.
Okay, not a crit.
Okay.
But yeah. I am down.
So don't you have Liberating Step or no?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, Liberating Step. I should have. I mean, I don't know if it matters. Wait, hold on. Could I have liberated you out of range earlier?
No, he's got reach.
Okay.
I will step to you.
Well, how much damage did you do on the last strike?
On the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't roll because he just said he went down. didn't bother.
Well, you should have prevented on the first, right?
I mean, I could prevent on the second. Doesn't matter.
Oh, we'll see. 11.
So no damage.
No damage.
Okay.
Okay.
So, wait. So that means no. Oh, you already got temporary hit points.
Yeah, I got temporary hit points from the first one anyway. So.
So the grace of Milani sustains you.
And now you must worship her.
Makes sense.
You're now in debt.
Do you remember the Tim Robbins says I think you should leave, or it was the car? What kind of car do you want? Like survey. And at the end of it, they were like, "Now you have to marry your mother-in-law."
What? I didn't see that one.
I didn't know.
It was a Tim Robbins that I think you should leave, and they were asking them what things they would want in a car.
Yeah,
and this guy was just saying weird shit, and this other guy was saying completely normal stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like making fun of him, and then at the end of it they were just like, "You want to fuck your mother-in-law?" It was funny.
So yeah, I get hit, I step and then fall down. And I'm just like, I look awful. I must look terrible. I'm drained with four hit points.
Okay. Okay. Comes back to the Rakshasa's turn, top of round 6.
This is so fucking bad.
Hopefully he can just see you.
Hopefully.
So he doesn't kill us.
Hopefully he just fucks you.
I'm just looking out for me at this point.
Okay. He is going to... He's going to cast Mirror Image on himself again.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Just the combat resets.
What a bitch.
Raises two more wraiths, why not?
And then he's going to start walking to the other room.
Interesting.
Walking...
Like, into the room to the south?
No, into the room
where the rest of us are to be killed.
Just like he just goes Mirror Image.
I thought he was
leaves.
Going to Elkwood.
I'd be like, "How's it going, buddy?"
come to find, talk to my new friend again.
Not talkative. Okay.
Not talkative, huh? Yeah, Dominate does that. Okay. That is the end of his turn. So, Benson, it's your turn.
I hate this so much.
You could run away.
Benson of the House Black runs.
Go get Elk and be like, "Let's leave this guy to his work."
Yeah. I mean, Benson has to run up and attack him. Like, there's no other option here. Unless you all can think of something.
There is a third option.
It What's the second option?
Murder! What's the second option?
You were like, "What's the?" There's a third option. I was like, "What's the fucking second option?"
Give up?
I hate everything about this combat.
All right, so you've stepped up to the Rakshasa.
I'm still technically invisible.
Yep.
Let's go. Let's go. Nat 20 would save us.
It was about to roll to the nat 20.
It was so close.
And then it rolled to...
Nate.
It was the reverse of what happened with the like, 4
well,
and 18.
Yeah, 29, and I'm invisible to him, so still probably a fucking miss.
Yep, still a miss.
Okay. Second strike.
Yep. Invisible, so no more...
Natural 20.
Yeah!
There it is.
Let's go!
Okay.
Sorry.
Not do that. Jesus fucking Christ, John. Control yourself once.
No. See, we just need John to be on the other side of the table so he has the ability to walk away and shout.
No, yeah. It's fine. Noise ordinance. Oh, God, the cops.
I'm sorry. I was very depressed about this combat.
No, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I just need to be hotter on the mic so I can drop your level.
So what happens is you go up and strike once, then you're visible, and then he turns around and goes... I thought you were dead. And then what happens, Gil?
You hit him right in the temple.
Oh.
Box the ears. The target is deafened until healed.
Oh.
Wait,
might
he
actually be helpful.
He can't cast spells now.
No, mute is can't cast spells.
Yeah. He probably has to roll a DC 5.
I believe
no.
No,
deafened does not affect
I thought it was there's at least a flash.
No, unless it is an auditory spell. There's a very specific list of spells that get affected when you auditory. Do.
All right, let me see. You can't hear. You automatically critically fail perception checks that require you to be able to hear. You take a minus 2 status penalty to perception checks for initiative checks that require sound to rely on senses. If you perform an action that has the auditory trait, you must succeed at a DC 5 flat check, or the action is lost.
Still double.
Attempt to check after spending the action, but before any effects are applied, you are immune to auditory. Okay, so.
Yeah, there's a very specific list of spells that have the auditory trait, and I could probably guarantee he doesn't know any of them.
No. Okay, so damage then. It's still critical damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do.
Roll good, please.
34 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
That's good.
And she's just like, hey, what the?
What?
Bam, like right in the head.
Yeah, right in the ear.
I'm not dead yet.
Oh, with a hammer.
Mm-hmm. You remember in the, there was a Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. when he's in that like the fighting pit.
Oh,
and just the thing where he claps the dude.
Yeah, discombobulate. Right. Just boxes him.
Yeah,
discombobulate.
Okay.
Well, hello everyone. This week's code is Dragon Punch. All right, you got that? Dragon Punch. Head on over to the Discord. Enter the giveaways thread. Make sure you got your first entry by putting in a punching emoji and a dragon emoji, and then enter in code Dragon Punch for additional entries. All right, best of luck. Bye.
That was Benson's turn. Grimshaw,
I'm gonna cast Land Hands on Kezra. Oh wait, we didn't rest before the combat, so I didn't have all my focus spells.
I thought we rested enough.
No. I only had one focus spell. I said, we only have one focus spell going to this next part. Are we just going to stop here and not explore?
You really should have told us you needed more time.
I did.
I thought the whole conversation was a joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see that I've turned them against each other.
It was not a joke.
Just as a villain played by John Delancey would have liked.
I remember saying that I thought we were going to rest as much as we needed to, but, you know.
Jake, it's your ruling. Did we rest as much as we needed to, or did we only take that one 10-minute after we healed?
We took multiple 10 minutes,
and I used those spells to heal everyone, and then at the very end, I was like, I'd like to own this combat.
Yeah, but John was healing. We did four hands, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I remember saying we rest as long as Jake lets us.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and then Jake said, you rest another 10 minutes. He very specifically said that. He didn't say, you can rest as much as you want to.
Did you stop us from resting?
No.
Okay, then I think we rested, because that was our intent.
Like, I don't care what we think. It is up to Jake. He is the game master.
So this Rakshasa sat there in that room, token up until you guys walked in.
Right. That was what I got from that whole conversation, was that we rested and no one ever came except for tobacco smoke, and that we rested as long as we needed to. None of us ever were like, we're cutting off our rest and we're going.
So I have full focus points.
Okay, if that's how long you rested.
I never once thought we were going to go in here without full focus points. I thought I literally said we rested as long as we need to, or until Jake says we can't.
Tim is so pissed.
This is like the best possible outcome, but I'm pissed about it.
I don't know why you're pissed. That's literally what we fucking said. Jake just said something different.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, I do 2 lay on hands, and you get 72 hit points back.
Great. That's fantastic. That's what should have always fucking happened.
And I strike out with the dang morning star of dang Milani.
It's now literally roll a goddamn natural 20, Tim. Roll a goddamn natural 20.
Natural 11.
Hey, you know, hey.
No hit. The vigorousness that he had in his reaction, I actually thought he rolled.
I did too. God. It was very convincing. Tim, like, have you ever thought about acting?
Oh, thanks.
Tim has to be angry to make his natural 20.
Yeah, I've entered my angry arc. I think it's happened in the last couple years.
And Kelly's right there.
Actually, I think it happened in the last year. I might be depressed. that is 20 points. I'm sorry, actually, I didn't even tell you what I rolled. Oh. I got a 32.
Yeah.
That is 20 points of... Oh, wait, actually, 19 points of magical ghost touch bludgeoning.
This thing has to go down soon.
I know, right?
We have done damage to it.
All right.
How's the view, Elk?
What?
That's method acting right there.
I'm sorry, Mark. I forgot you were here.
Yeah.
You can leave.
I was just staring, looking at the map. I'm like, man, I'm here, I guess.
I hate this shit so much.
Skipping Elkwood.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
He stares more.
Okay. I didn't want to take it away from you, but I'm glad you took
please,
it.
Please don't take this away from me. I don't do much right now.
You can hear Kesra's gurgling life leaving his body. Even in the other room, you're like, he's doing his work.
That sounds like Kesra dying.
Sucks that it's at my friend's expense.
Okay.
I mean, if I could just break out Dominate by going, no, power of friendship, come back. No, it's... Power of friendship doesn't work.
You could do the thing from Naruto when Ino. Oh no, yeah, when Ino she actually dominates Sakura's mind, and Sakura's just like, "Get the fuck out of here!"
So all the listeners at home, raise your hands and give your energy to Mark right now to break this domination spell.
I just realized you're drained 4, right, Kesra? So you probably have like full HP now or something.
Oh, pretty close.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't even know if I think my max hit points are barely doubled, barely triple digits.
Wow.
Because it takes away...
What, no, my max is 94 now.
All right, so Kezer, it comes to your turn.
I stand?
You have been brought down by this thing to near death, and this thing still looms over you, and you see that the Rakshasa is also approaching you. I'll see you guys next time.
Ratatosk!
My next character!
Ratatosk! Everything's going good so far.
This is so fucking stressful.
Yes or no?
Hello. This is Mark, the voice of Elkwood Grimm in the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. Now, our GM Jake has certainly told about Misty Mountain Gaming quite a bit, and the sheer amount of products that they have on their site is absolutely wonderful. I mean, you start with dice, you get your stone dice, glass dice, multifaceted, hollow, metal, spinned out, resin, liquid core, silicone, acrylic, D6, and oversized dice, and for the special love in your life, you know, why don't you just give them a little bit of sterling silver dice? I mean, Valentine's Day passed, but I mean, they're sure his anniversary is coming up. Now, personally, I'm a big fan of the leather. So I would say that if you want dice trays that just look good, you got the Tree of Life dice tray, you got the Skull and Raven dice tray, you got the Mjolnir, the Odin, and of course, what does any adventurer need? As well as a satchel. They have satchels. They have multiple colors. They have the cottage version, the ranger for the, you know, that woodsman in your life, as well as the water buffalo leather hide backpack in purple. Now, everything on this site is exquisite. I've personally seen them. I've been there. I've held these products and they're all wonderful. So please, if you're willing to buy anything as well, go to mistymountaingaming.com. And then on checkout, use Dragon Punch Squad and get 10% off. I repeat, use Dragon Punch Squad at checkout, you get 10% off. Thank you and have a good one.